Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update.
The administration, political, army, services, every aspect, it's total collapse. It's ruins. And who did that was the regime. It's not the people. The people of Syria have great capabilities. And we know that the moment this regime was toppled and you can give the people the chance to give what they have, we will see a different Syria.
That's de facto governor of Damascus, Mohammed Yasser Ghazal. He said on Wednesday that his priorities during the next 3 months, an interim period declared by the government, is to get basic services running and streamline the bureaucracy in Syria. White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby spoke with VOA Turkish's White House correspondent Begum Donmez Ersho about Washington wanting to make sure whatever governance arises in Syria meets the aspirations of its people. Kirby said that includes Syrian rebel leader Ahmed al-Shara, better known as Abu Muhammad al-Gilani.
Mr. al-Gilani is saying the right things about inclusiveness, about not being interested in persecuting minorities or other groups. But I think, you know, we have to wait and see what they actually do in terms of trying to establish good governance.
The world is carefully watching to see if Syria's new rulers can stabilize the country after a 13-year civil war. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu arrived at a Tel Aviv court on Wednesday for the second day in his long-running corruption trial. Netanyahu on Tuesday assailed the Israeli media for what he called its leftist stance and accused journalists of having hounded him for years because his policies did not align with the Palestinian state. He is Israel's first sitting prime minister to be charged with a crime. This is VOA News. A suicide bombing in Afghanistan's capital has killed a senior Taliban official. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Afghan Interior Ministry officials say the blast struck inside the ministry and killed Khalil Haqqani. The refugee minister Haqqani is the most high-profile casualty of a bombing in Afghanistan since the Taliban returned to power 3 years ago. He's the uncle of Sirajuddin Haqqani, who leads a powerful network within the Taliban. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A U.S. intelligence assessment has concluded that Russia may use its lethal new intermediate-range ballistic missile against Ukraine again in the coming days. That's according to a U.S. official who spoke on the condition of anonymity on Wednesday. The experimental Oreshnik missile is seen by U.S. officials more as an attempt at intimidation than a game-changer on the battlefield in Ukraine. Russia's defense ministry said that Ukraine had attacked a military airfield in the southern Russian city of Taganrog on Wednesday morning with six U.S.-supplied ATACMS missiles and promised retaliation. South Korean police tried to search President Yoon Suk-yeol's office on Wednesday following his brief declaration of martial law last week, but Yonhap News says they have not been able to enter the building. Lauren Anthony from Reuters reports.
Yoon has not appeared in public since apologizing on Saturday for attempting to impose martial law. He faces a criminal investigation into allegations of insurrection and is banned from leaving the country, though he's not been arrested or questioned by authorities. Separately, a Justice Ministry official said Wednesday that former defense minister and close ally of Yoon, Kim Jong-hyun, attempted suicide at a detention center where he's being held on insurrection charges as part of the investigation. He's now under observation and in a stable condition. Kim resigned and apologized for his role in the brief imposition of emergency rule, saying he took full responsibility for the decision.
Lauren Anthony for Reuters. A judge in Pennsylvania has denied bail to suspected UnitedHealthcare CEO shooter Luigi Mangione, whose attorney, Thomas Dickey, told the court his client did not agree to extradition and wants a hearing on the matter. AP's Julie Walker has more.
Luigi Mangione making it clear it won't be an easy extradition back to New York City, where he's accused of gunning down UnitedHealthcare's CEO. Yelling as he went into a Pennsylvania court Tuesday, the AP asking his lawyer, Tom Dickey, if Mangione denies shooting Brian Thompson.
My client has pled not guilty.
The 26-year-old Ivy League grad was arrested with a gun, tons of cash, and a handwritten document expressing anger with what he called parasitic health insurance companies and a disdain for corporate greed and power. Julie Walker, New York.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.